Let's get some extremely local news now from Block Club Chicago. It is sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Seamus Toomey with us. And let's start, Seamus, with the good news for CTA Blue Line riders.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, the CTA's Blue Line is going to get some more trains added to the schedule beginning April 20th. It's mostly going to affect the Blue Line that runs out to Forest Park. They're getting as many as 30 extra trips on weekday nights and 17 more on Saturdays and Sundays. The one that runs out to O'Hare is also getting a few extra, six extras on Saturdays, two during the week. That one in particular, we hear a lot of complaints from readers just about when the trains arrive, they're either packed or they don't come that often. So the CTA is definitely working to beef that up. The Forest Park one, for example, they say it should cut wait times from 15 minutes down to 7.5 minutes. So nearly cutting them in half and just trying to improve service and get people to the ends of the Blue Line faster than they have in the past.
Good to hear that. Now let's get to what's happening just beyond the left field bleachers at Wrigley Field. It's demolition time, isn't it?
It's demolition time. Yeah, we talked about this a little bit last year, that three of the old iconic gray stones behind, actually behind the right field bleachers, if you can picture it, it's the building that used to have the giant Torco sign on it. No one really knew what Torco was.
Right center, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right center. So, yeah, so if a lefty would ever pull one out there, you'd see it on TV definitely in the 80s and 90s. But all three of those buildings were bought up, and they're going to be knocked down and replaced by one building. It's going to be a five-story kind of a modern-ish. They're going to try to recreate some of the looks with archways, but it's going to be a modern building. So, yeah, the first demolition started yesterday. We've got some pictures up at Block Club Chicago. They're down to about two stories right now. The giant billboard is gone, and some people tried to fight this, saying Wrigley was losing even more of its charm by taking down these buildings that actually predates the field. They were all built in 1901, so 13 years before Wrigley even went up. So, more changes coming to Wrigleyville, and more apartments for people to live near the ballpark.
And the demolition is going to be complete by opening day. Well, actually, the Cubs have a while before they come back home, but they're saying by that time they'll be done?
Yeah, they think, well, they're only doing one right now. They've only pulled the permits for the middle one. So that first one's supposed to be done within a week or so. So we'll see if they how much of the construction fencing they get down before the crowd swarm Sheffield there. But don't have a timeline on the other two, but they really are trying to get this whole project done by next year with the building in place.
And finally, some Chicago crosswalk news. What's new?
That's right. Chicago was ordered by a judge to install audible crosswalk signals at 1,700 intersections around the city, including lots downtown. These are the ones. There are some up in Chicago, not many, only about 85, but they are all over the country and world. And this is the ones where they beep when it's safe to cross, or they tick a little bit. So you'll get an audible. You push a button, you'll get an audible warning when it's safe to cross, and these are for people, visually impaired people, and others that need a hand on it. So, the American Council of the Blind of Metropolitan Chicago had filed a lawsuit in 2019. So this is the result of them winning that case and getting Chicago to agree to this. So it's going to take a while. You've got to install the sensors and the speakers and all sorts of different things, but they're hoping by 2034 they will get all of these in, at least 1,700 new ones all around the city. So get ready to hear like that ticking sound if you're trying to cross Lakeshore Drive.
More on that and other stories at blockclubchicago.org. Thanks, Seamus. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob.